I'm Dave McGowan with VPR News. The Senate Rules Committee has voted 3-2 to have the Senate suspend Franklin County Senator Norm McAllister until his pending sexual assault criminal charges are resolved. McAllister told the committee he has done nothing wrong, and he maintains that he is innocent of all allegations. VPR's Bob Kinzel has this report.
McAllister was arrested last spring at the State House and was charged with several counts of sexual assault. One of the charges allegedly involves a young woman who served as McAllister's intern last session. Senate President John Campbell said the Rules Committee was considering a resolution to expel McAllister from the Senate. But he says that effort was dropped because it would have resulted in a full Senate trial in which the alleged victims would be forced to testify.
We're concerned about interfering with the state's ability to prosecute this case, whether it be due to contact with witnesses or requesting law enforcement to express all of their specific investigation.
Before the committee voted, the senators heard from McAllister. He urged them not to take any action against him, and he denied all of the charges.
I should be afforded the same thing any other citizen of Vermont or United States is, and that's presumption of innocence until proven guilty. I have not done what I've been accused of. It's kind of like I see it as, well, you got somebody down on their knees, so kick them in the head. And that's the way I look at this proceeding.
And McAllister promised legal action on constitutional grounds if the committee tried to suspend him.
I have had constituents tell me that they will bring a lawsuit if I'm not allowed to represent them, if that's necessary.
Chittenden Senator Philip Baruth sponsored the suspension resolution. He argued it was necessary for the Senate to remove McAllister until the criminal charges have run their course.
It's my belief that having a senator sit and vote and receive that deferential treatment with those felony sexual assault charges pending, I think that that's the Senate ignoring the dictates of its own permanent rules on sexual harassment.
Rutland Senator Peg Flory strongly disagreed with this approach. She says McAllister's constituents in Franklin County have a constitutional right to be represented, and Flory said it's wrong for the Senate to act until the criminal case has been fully resolved.
For me, the presumption of innocence for anyone is so strong, should be so strong, that I don't think we should do it.
The suspension resolution will be introduced on the first day of the 2016 session, and the full Senate is expected to debate this issue on Wednesday afternoon, January 6th. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.